Dayton stepped off the field today. Looked like he rolled his ankle. So that's all I have for you currently.
It's the same one.
Correct. Yeah, Andy had a, he has a knee injury. It's something that just blew up in the meetings last night. It was something different. So I'm going through some tests. I'm not really sure if his availability will be, if he will be available for Seattle. So we're still working through that.
Mike, how did Aaron look today coming off of missing yesterday? And any lingering concerns about the?
No, I thought Aaron Rodgers looked fine. I thought practice in general was thought we started off the way it needed to be. I need to go look at the video. I wasn't very happy with the way we practiced once we got to the move the ball periods. So as far as individual performance, I'm a little jaded right now.
Mike, what is the thought process behind that kind of style of practice? It seemed very up-tempo. It was kind of different than your other padded practice.
Well, some we tried. This is a Friday in-season practice. Obviously we went we have historically been a Thursday padded practice team. We're on a 6-day week. There's a number of different things that we're looking at here, trying to create more opportunities, get more information off certain players, a couple drills you do on a Friday you normally don't do. So, I mean, there's a number of moving parts. But at the end of the day, the players are supposed to practice. And when the pads are on, you practice a certain way. When the shells are on, you practice a certain way. And we didn't accomplish that today. Well, I'm not like to keep. If I answer that question every day. Today was the final practice to get ready for the Seahawks. We were in shells yesterday for a reason. We were in pads today for a reason. We didn't take full advantage of the opportunity today to get ready to play.
Mike Mason missing kicks today, is that a setback?
That's not a good day. He didn't have a good day like a lot of other guys. Didn't have a very good day today. So there's plenty of that to go around. If you want to write about that stuff. Seattle, very good football team, very good on defense. It's important for us to play, to play well as a team. We're going to probably have more moving parts as it looks as I stand here today, and I probably thought we would have 2 or 3 days ago. So it's important for these individuals that have this opportunity Friday night to play against excellent competition. They need to play well. So this is you can't have a better opponent. For preseason, we've been fortunate that way, and so this will be a very good test for us.
Randall Cobb started in the pads today and kind of tailed off. Where's he at his recovery? There's no chance he plays Friday.
Randall Cobb was in a limited practice mode today, so he has a chance for Friday. We'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow's evaluation is probably, as always, the most important one. So I know Randall's very close. Jordy's getting close, so I feel good. I feel good about the progress those two guys are making.
Are you excited at all to be able to see Duan and Eddie Lacy kind of on the field for the first time after they're both going to be on the same time? Just to be able to work that rotation, see how that might go.
Yeah, it's great to have Duan back. I think he's a heck of a player. I think he showed that at the end of the year. We had a chance to have him for most of the season, particularly the second half of the season. He looks like he's fully recovered. He's sharp in his assignments. He needs technical work like all the young guys do. Eddie needs it as much or more than anybody, and obviously Jonathan. So you just can't get enough of those reps, and particularly you getting those move the ball periods, those team periods that are very important because you're seeing looks you're probably going to see in the game. So and it's just doing the little things right, and we got a lot of work to do there.
Mike, should Duan be ready for anything you throw at him on Friday, or are you going to bring him along a little bit slower than you?
We'll discuss that tomorrow, but I thought he looked good today, just from what I saw. I thought he ran the ball hard. He practiced the way you're supposed to. I would say he was one of the guys that went about it the right way. So we'll see at the end, see what the medical people say. Definitely, I'd like to get him out there and get him going. We have to watch the video. We'll identify that with the players, but the overall practice, the second half of practice, didn't look the way it's supposed to look.
Like, what is the schedule on the day before a preseason game? I know it's different.
Well, it's the same. We're, we, this yeah we're we're putting our players on the exact same schedule in season as if it was a 7-day week, just try to get them in to get their body clocks, working in that direction. So we'll have our meetings tomorrow like we always have. We'll go to the hotel tomorrow night. Then we'll have AM meetings Friday, and then we'll be here for Chapel Mass. It's at 4.5 hours before the game.
So what do you do as a coach when you're kind of when you're ticked off at your guys and you don't have another practice tomorrow to go to? Kind of what's your approach?
Well, I mean, it's communicate.
Is Vince Young getting to the stage where he can play rather than kind of thinking his way through a play?
Yeah, so, Vince has been putting in a lot of extra time with Ben McAdoo, and you could just see he's getting more and more comfortable each week. I think he's definitely, if you look at the progression of a Wednesday practice through a Friday practice, he's a lot more comfortable to game plan today than he was, 2 days ago. So, I look for Vince to get some opportunities. Hopefully maybe play a little more than he has the first two games and show what he can do. How much the starters will play will really come down to our conversation tomorrow as a staff. And we got a couple things we need to talk about. So I don't have it set today. I talked with Ted this morning on some things. We're trying to get as much information as we can. We want to play very well. We want to win the game. But this has got guys that have been injured the whole camp. We've guys been injured from the spring all the way through camp that are finally maybe play. So, we got all kinds of things going on. So, that's what we're working through.
Along that line, Charles, is the return today. Do you have time to see out this week, or is he a chance?
I hope he can play. I don't know that yet. So,
are you any closer to naming a starting right tackle, final decision there?
I don't have a final decision. Hopefully after Friday, this game, and, we'll grade the tape Saturday morning. Hopefully we'll be closer to that decision. That'd be my goal, but we'll see what happens. I know we got two guys that we can play with. I feel good about that.
In this critical period of evaluation, how much do you rely on your coaching staff for accurate, blunt information to help you make these decisions, how to guide these practices?
Well, you rely on all the information. It's important. That's why the scouts are down there every day. They're watching it. They're grading it. You got two different types of evaluation going on. The scouts are grading them practices versus the whole league. The coaches are grading them practices versus that group. And I have to look at all the big picture of all three phases. So you got different angles of evaluation going on. And that's why it's such a that's a tough decision.
Two more. Can you imagine having to do all this with just two preseason games rather than four?
Come on.
As it is now. I know it's being talked about around the league side.
Is it? Yeah, I didn't hear about it. I haven't been asked about it. Haven't given any thought. Don't have a real educated answer for you probably right now. Yeah.
Mike, just back to Charles Johnson really quick. What do you need to see from him this next week?
Just want to see him play. Just see if he's able to go out and play fast. Has a clear understanding what's asked him. Charles is, he's probably obviously at a disadvantage. He doesn't have the timing and the reps tied up with the quarterbacks as far as throwing the ball. So really, for a young man to go out there in his first, first live action, you just want to see him play fast, play with confidence, and try to do the best he can. So, he definitely has a lot of ability, and that's why we drafted him, and hopefully he can go.